This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second suspect still being sought for yesterday's mass shooting at a popular food festival in Northern California that leaves three people dead. The shooter killed by police makes four, and at least 15 people were wounded.
We were standing there, we're in the restroom, we walk out, I literally turn like this, and he's standing right there with this rifle. He's getting ready to put the bullets in it, and he just starts shooting. He's walking towards the tent where we were working.
Among those killed, a six-year-old boy. Police say the second suspect in some way helped the gunman. The president just condemned the horrific mass shooting, in his words. The president in the Rose Garden for a bill signing ceremony for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund bill. He's flanked by police and fire officers who responded to the 9/11 terrorist attacks in Lower Manhattan on 9/11. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A tropical storm moving towards Hawaii is forecast to become Hurricane Eric late today. It's too early to know whether it will directly threaten the islands. Dan Coats will be leaving his position as Director of National Intelligence in a few weeks, and President Trump says he's nominating Republican Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to succeed Coats as DNI. Ratcliffe had a testy series of exchanges with the former special counsel Robert Mueller at a hearing last week.
Respectfully, Director, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him, because the bedrock principle of our justice system is a presumption of innocence. It exists for everyone. Everyone is entitled to it, including sitting presidents.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's a big mistake for the president to let such a partisan player as Ratcliffe into a role requiring nonpartisanship. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Montana authorities say the body of a 2-year-old boy found over the weekend is that of the child of a couple who died in a murder-suicide. The bodies of Hannah Janiak and Daniel Salcido of Medford, Oregon, were found after a police chase on July 25th. Police say Salcido had killed Janiak with a single gunshot, and then he turned the gun on himself. The toddler's body was found in the West Fisher Creek area. The couple went missing on July 11th, the same day Janiak was to have begun a jail term for burglary. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators are resuming talks this week in an effort to end a year-long trade war. Trump administration negotiators flying into Shanghai today for the first face-to-face talks since the two nations declared a truce at last month's G20 summit. Many analysts don't expect a lot of progress from these two-day talks. Government officials and business leaders are hoping the two sides can at least agree on so-called goodwill gestures and lay some groundwork for future negotiations. And The Lion King still at the top of the box office, the remake of the 1994 Disney movie finishing in the top spot for the second straight week, earning another $75.5 million, coming in second, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Quentin Tarantino movie, which sold just over $40 million of tickets. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, in some cases delayed broadcast even over the weekends. As I host, people go, you're always working, you're always on the air. Hey, and we're grateful for the different networks that we share, whether it's Radio America, GCN, the CRN Digital Radio Network, they carry Bill Martinez Live, Red State, Talk Radio. You know, we're grateful and for all the 300-plus markets that we come to you. And thank you for, you know, telling the local stations, hey, look, it's, you want to hear Bill Martinez Live every day on your respective local radio station. We thank you for your support. So Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. This next guest that we have coming our way, her name is Sandra Lott. And she has an incredible story. And this is, you know, what I appreciate about this show is that we're able to talk with, you know, people all across the country that have been, whose lives just affect us. Because when you hear about what they endure and their personal stories, it encourages all of us. And Sandra Lott is no exception to this. Her testimony, which she's going to be sharing with us in just a moment, is quite profound. Sandra Lott, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, Sandra, as I was reading your story, and of course this is from your book, you know, and this is, I guess, the title of, not the title of the book, but I guess you could say the title of our conversation is How God Moved You from Pain to Purpose, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, so tell us your story.
Well, rather shortly, I'll try to.
Well, we've got time, so go ahead. Take your time.
I grew up a Catholic, so I always grew up in church. But even in that, I really didn't know who Jesus was until I met my first husband, and he got out of the service. We settled in his home area on the East Coast, and I started going to my mother-in-law's Baptist church. That's when I first heard of Jesus, and he was preparing me in advance. God knows your path before you even get there. Right. One of my former pastor's wives, I learned long ago, is you're on a path from A to Z, and God's already been through it. So he's back looking back at you while you're still maybe at D.
Right.
He already knows the side streets you're going to take and what you're going to need, and it was so true of me. Mm. He introduced me to Jesus because he knew what I was going to face. And it was head knowledge at first, but I grew and I had a hunger to go to church. I had a hunger to keep going. I had a hunger to keep reading the Bible. But that hunger really didn't come alive until we moved to Texas And that's when the alcohol and drug addiction of my husband got worse. I didn't believe in divorce, so we separated and got back together so many times. The abuse didn't hit just me. It was verbal and emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to get one thing clear. He was a very loving husband and father, but it was the drugs and the alcohol, the demon that took over, that changed him completely. He was a total different person when he was under the influence.
Right.
And didn't
now, this was this was after he got out of the military, right? He was
yes,
he served our country. Yes.
Yeah, right. This was after he got out of the military, and he took a job where he was working third shift, and that's where it started. He started going out with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, as, you know, it just blossomed. It just continued, and this was a side of him I never knew. I fought, you know, leaving him and coming back, and I was fighting a battle within because I didn't believe in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids, my oldest one was the one who suffered a lot of emotional abuse from the verbal abuse. It's just right. as bad as any physical. And kids need love. They right. need love. They need security. They need God and stability. And if any of those are missing, and both of their parents, then that child's the hurt.
Yeah.
And
well, especially for boys with their mom, boys, it is so hard on boys when they see their mother being abused.
Well, that's what was easier on me, though. I had two parents that loved me, and I was raised with love.
Mm-hmm.
And while my ex-husband was under all that alcohol abuse, it was the hatred. It was that demon that was coming out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was attacking my eldest son. And he doesn't want to think so, but he and my husband are all a lot alike. They have a lot of the same characteristics.
Right.
And maybe that's why it was so much directed at him instead of me, my younger one.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed his father's love. And over the years, he's continually got hurt. But he's continually been the one who goes back to his dad to forgive him and want a relationship with him.
Right.
But then he gets hurt all over again, and it takes him down a hill that he's still on right now. He is suffering. He was doing well for 8 months clean. Now he's back on the street. But, you know, that demon, that drug and alcohol addiction.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to the strategy of the evil one, Sandra, and that is that the devil's always going to tie up the strong man. And so he got your husband, and so he's got his eye off the ball. And so who steps up but the son after his own father? So he's going to be the replacement. So he becomes a strong man. So what's the next target? So the next target of the devil is your oldest boy, because he gets him tied up, and now he can just have his way with your younger son and yourself to devastate your family. I mean, this is a process that happens time and time again. And so so here you are, you're going through this, and I imagine you're doing everything you can. I tell people sometimes when you get like this, you have nothing to do but to hold on to the edge of Jesus' garment and just hanging on, right?
Well, that's where, you know, the devil kind of met his match, because my mom was as stubborn as they can come, and I take after her, and God just kind of used it for his glory. So he doesn't let me give up. I'm stubborn. It's like, devil, you're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the abuse took us down a road where we were so full of fear. I even tried to take my own life at one point because I couldn't leave him and I couldn't stay with him.
Right.
And that's when everything finally made sense. God sent my two sons to the back of our property where I was with a bottle of pills going to take them. They had no reason. They were up front with their friends. They were teenagers. Why would they want to come back and look for their mom?
Right.
They didn't have a reason. And they saw me crying and with their friends and all, and they hugged me and they told me they loved me, and they went back. And then I heard the Holy Spirit for the first time. They see, if you do this, who will be there to love them? See, when somebody tries to commit suicide, they're in such a place of darkness and pain that clouds everything. You forget that everyone and everything exists, because that's all you can see. So if anybody listening has lost anybody to suicide, don't be mad at them, because the darkness
yes.
is over.
Yeah, and I guess that was my question, is how did you let that go? Because when you're at that point, I mean, you got pills, you've already determined in your mind that it's over, right?
Yes. Well, God had to change my focus. He had to get my focus away from the darkness. And that's when he did it, when he told me, who will be there to love them? Because I love my sons more than anything. And that what did it. And they walked back to the front of the property, and that's where finally the head and the heart agreed, and where I considered myself truly born again.
Unbelievable.
That was June of 1998.
We'll continue with the story on the other side of the break. Sandra Lott is with us here on Bill Martinez Live, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
reminds you of Sandra Lott's story is that, you know, how do you reconcile, you know, our lives when we're there, as she's saying, you know, that she got, revelation to understand that God had a plan and purpose for her and that it was already determined. And that though she may be from A to Z, at letter D, she says, in her life journey, she had to come to the reality that God said, look, the deal is still on. You know, your identity, your ultimate purpose is already in the mix. It has been determined. And he's cheering us on to that end, just as he is doing with her family, her husband. Her latest book called Deep Waters Within, she says, is a modern-day story of Jonah. And like the prophet Jonah, who got, he got a command. He got directions from God. He said, I don't think so. I don't want to go there. You know, those people are a bunch of knuckleheads, so why should I go and waste my time? And God, you shouldn't be wasting your time on them. You know, they're deplorable. They're to hell in a handbasket. Why do this? Because I know the way you are, God. I know that if I go there and I tell them, they're going to listen and they're going to respond and they're going to turn from their evil ways. And you're going to save them because that's what you do. But I don't think you should do it. So the prophet took it upon himself. And, of course, we know the story is that God's will not be upended. He is, after all, the God of the universe. And Jonah found out the hard way. Even if it took Sandra, even if it took him being swallowed by a whale to be spit out on the shores of Nineveh, you know, he was going to make sure, God was going to make sure that Jonah did fulfill his mission, right?
That's right. It shows you that there's no place too deep and no place too dark that God can't go, that he can't save you from. God is not, there's no limits for him. There's nothing beyond his help. And I came back from that. When I finally gave myself to that realization that day in the back of my property, he gave me a hunger to read and study the Bible. And it wasn't till, ironically enough, when I lost my first son, my youngest son, that God held my heart in his hands. And it was through writing my first book that he gave me, God's Love. It's about the many facets of his love. And it has analogies in there of my younger son and even my mom in there. And my dad goes through writing and studying for that book. My mom passed away. And God healed my heart through that process because I had to dig into his word, and the word does heal you. And he gave me book after book. And so it has been my passion. I did end up getting divorced. You know, you can't make somebody love you and love God the way you need to. I just had to let go. I still pray for him. I have no bitterness towards him because I know who's behind it. It's behind the devil. The devil's behind it. But God has given me book after book. So it's my passion to help people realize that they are not trash. They deserve to be loved. They are not worthless. They have a purpose in life, even if it's just to spread the joy and the love of God on their job, that those are people that the pastor cannot reach.
Right.
And so I
it's not really the pastor, it's the Holy Spirit. But we're given the opportunity, but if we run away from God's purpose, which is what you told me earlier, that your ex-husband has been running away, but like with the prophet, little does he know, he maybe can't hear the footsteps behind him, but the footsteps behind him are God himself saying, wait a minute, I'm not giving up on you.
No, he doesn't. And that was the purpose of that book. That's the purpose of all of the books that I write is the message that God gives me to write, that he loves you and there is healing. You just have to trust him through it. There's not always microwave answered prayers this way,
right?
Especially in America, we want a microwave answer for everything, and it doesn't always work that way.
We are the microwave generation, aren't we? I tell people,
we
stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. Even the microwave doesn't move fast enough.
That's
we're,
right.
We're such knuckleheads. It's amazing. So for you, you know, the devastating heartbreak of losing your youngest son, just short of 17, killed in a car accident, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. And, I was there. I tried to be mom and dad for my kids, and I tried to love them through every pain. And you just can't be there for everything. And I couldn't be there that last time. And that was the hardest thing on me. But it was God who has held my heart through that. He's kept me strong. He never let go of me. And even a month before my mom died, I had a dream that she was about to die. She was standing at the gates of heaven.
Mm.
And my son was standing there behind Jesus.
Oh, wow.
It was such beauty that I can't even explain it. And he told me my mom was about to go, and that was a blessing because she suffered from the effects of Parkinson's disease. Mm. Her body just gradually shut down.
Right.
And it was a blessing because I think of Isaiah 40:31, that, you know, she will run and not be weary. She will walk and not faint, that she's got her legs now and she's strong. She's up there with my son. Mm. And God gave me peace that my son is there. So, you know, this world can be evil, and if my son had a chance to come back, he would say, get real, Mom. I've got it made up here, so I'll see you when you get here.
I'm doing fine, yes. Right. The banquet table is getting readied up for you, so we'll have a good time and make up for lost time together in a place that's just perfect. You know, we hear stories from people, just like what you just shared with us, where they receive visions and dreams, and though it may sound outrageous for some people to hear, you hear it time and again, and you know there has to be something to it. When we're, you know, God gives us a glimpse into the heavenlies for just a moment to see our loved one, to give us some comfort that only God can give. And only that snapshot in a moment of time can comfort us and bring us some repose. You know, there you are, seeing your son and your mom together in heaven with Jesus. I mean, wow, that just has to carry you through in such a special way. And it's probably a picture, just like if you had a real picture. I mean, there's a mental picture, but just like is if you had a real picture that you could go to and you know, have your heart be, you know, warmed and comforted. And that is a true gift from God, is it not?
Yes, it is. And my book, Deep Waters Within, running, that's what my older son is still doing. Although he knows the Lord, he's got, God won't take what you won't give him. And so he still has some, you know, infection in his heart that God wants to heal.
Right.
But he can't until, you know, till he lets him heal him.
Right.
And, you know, he knows the Word of God, and he's got such a huge heart that he wants to love and help people. And even when I talk to him, when I go see him where he's at, he tells me how he prays with people out there.
Mm.
And called me the other night, not that he just asked why he has to borrow a phone, you know, where he's staying. And it's wherever he can find a place to sleep. But he called me just to ask me a Bible question.
Wow.
And that's telling me God is still working on his heart.
Yeah, without a doubt.
The Holy Spirit's there.
How old is he, Sandra?
He's 36.
36, wow.
In fact, he inspired my next book that's about to be released the end of August, beginning of September. It's called Jeremy's Journey from a Prison Cell to a Healed Heart.
Mm. Well, you've gone through it, and so you know from what you experienced, as the Bible says, he who knows their God. And in knowing their God, it's by experience. That's what that means. It's not by just some theoretical process or some idea. It's that you have known God through all these storms in your life. And what you've been able to perceive that is totally inarguable is that God has been faithful to you. What is the takeaway from Deep Waters Within that you want the readers to get, Sandra?
That God never gives up on you. See, Jonah was in his dark place, you know, in the belly of a whale. And the character in this book, he finds himself in that place. And I'm not going to give the story away, but he has to go through some losses of his own. And he finds healing through it, and he ends up finding love, that God is love, and he can't be anything other than what he is. He
Amen.
Cannot be anything else but love.
Exactly.
He loves us while we were sinning against him.
We've got to wrap it up. Sandra Lott, her book, Deep Waters Within, available at Amazon, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating. Trading that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second suspect still being sought for yesterday's mass shooting at a popular food festival in Northern California that leaves three people dead. The shooter killed by police makes four, and at least 15 people were wounded.
We were standing there, we're in the restroom, we walk out, I literally turn like this, and he's standing right there with this rifle. He's getting ready to put the bullets in it, and he just starts shooting. He's walking towards the tent where we were working.
Among those killed, a six-year-old boy. Police say the second suspect in some way helped the gunman. The president just condemned the horrific mass shooting, in his words. The president in the Rose Garden for a bill signing ceremony for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund bill. He's flanked by police and fire officers who responded to the 9/11 terrorist attacks in Lower Manhattan on 9/11. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay.
You know, I don't know about you, but, you know, you think about how blessed we are, this country. You know, this great American experiment, the hand of God, clearly upon this country of ours. And it is frustrating to see where we are right now, that as a nation, we have turned our back on God. Yes, many are praying that we would turn toward God once again. But meanwhile, it is a slow, a rather slow process, and you go, how much more do you need to deal with to realize that America, in a sense, is being judged? And I know that might sound severe for some people to think that, well, you know, what are you doing, Bill? You know, you're talking about America being judged. Well, look at it. Look what's happening here. It's kind of like a slow fade as to what's taking place. Look what's going on in the younger generation amongst our kids, and, you know, suicide rates and, you know, the kind of language. I mean, I was at a swimming pool the other day, and I was there, you know, swimming some laps, and there was these young kids there. And, you know, the words that were coming out of their mouths, I thought, wow, how shocking that people can be so casual about the language, and in a public place where other people can hear. It's no big deal. And think, wow, you know, it's kind of like what J. Vernon McGee talks about whenever, you know, we're studying various chapters of the Word of God, is that, you know, you get to that point where there's no shame. People don't blush anymore. Just the language, the way it flies, and our conduct. And this is where we are today in America, but it's, we're just not getting enough people of any kind of consequence or critical mass to say, You know, we are out of control because we've turned our back on the truth. We've turned our back on God and said, hey, we'll take it from here. I mean, how arrogant. But, you know, this is what it is. Politicians want you to believe it's all about the political process. And I'm here to tell you, it's not a Republican or Democratic kind of thing. You know, it is a spiritual kind of thing, which is up to us. And our founding fathers, in a sense, brilliantly understood that this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. We're responsible for the government that we have right now because this is what we vote into office. So if that is the case, then the opposite is true, is that we, the people, can come together, get this country back on track, because it's the people's desire to do it, not the politicians, because you're asking them to do brain surgery on themselves, and you know how that works out. It doesn't work out very well. So anyway, that part will be continued. Our next guest is with us. And what an incredible story that he has to share with us about a life-giving electric system in Liberia, of all places, okay? I mean, these are fellow humanoids on the journey of life with us. They happen to be born into Liberia and the situation that they're having to deal with, the ordeal. You can't even imagine. I mean, you know, what we deal with, our complaint is a hangnail compared to what they are enduring. But this electric system in Liberia is saving lives, and it is a work in progress. Steve Vincent joins us now. He is a businessman who has responded to the call of God on his life. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing very well.
Well, congratulations on the book, When Faith Lights the Way, The Quest to Restore Electricity to a War-Ravaged African Hospital. Why did you write the book?
After making the trip, actually several trips to Liberia and some to Honduras, I would go to groups and make presentations and talk about how life was so different over there and what it really means to help people. And I just got so many comments from the audience of, you ought to write a book.
Mm.
And I had rarely written anything before, so it was really a change in life for me to write this.
Why Liberia, of all places?
I had worked in the electric utility industry for a number of years and learn how to install electric systems. We had been a provider of the equipment that electric companies used. And so I would go to people and tell them, hey, if you'll buy the equipment from me, I'll help you install it if it was a new type of installation. And so I felt like I had a skill that maybe wasn't as useful here in the United States, but since tremendous parts of the world don't have electricity, I thought maybe I could help by giving them that gift of electricity. Mm-hmm. And so I had come up, actually I had met some Australian engineers that were doing some small village lighting, and I made a proposal to the head of UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief, Sam Dixon, that he let me light some villages and support me in parts of the world. And he said, yeah, I'd be glad to support you, but would you please electrify this hospital in Ganta, Liberia for us?
Wow. So that's how it started. Explain to our audience. I mean, here in the United States, we take electricity for granted. We flip the switch. Electricity operates. I mean, if we get hit by a storm, electricity's out. You know, everybody gets a little bit cranky. But what is it like for these third world countries that have no electricity?
Well, to give you an example, this hospital served 144,000 patients.
144,000?
Yes.
Wow.
And so, I'm sorry, it's 24,000. I inflated the number there slightly.
Okay.
But
yeah, because otherwise we're looking at 12,000 a month. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is about the size that major hospitals in the U.S. treat, a lot of the major hospitals. And so they would experience times when storms would blow through and the lines would come down probably on a weekly basis. And they would finish operations with flashlights in their mouth. There was no air conditioning in the operating rooms, so they'd open the windows, contamination would come in. They had no anesthesia machines because modern anesthesia machines operate off the cycles in the electricity that's provided.
Right.
And just to give you another example, there was a nursing school at this hospital, and they did have streetlights, one or two. These nursing students a lot of times at night would walk 5 miles to sit under the streetlight so they could read their material for class the next day.
Mm. Wow, this is incredible. So when you light up a community like this, what does that do? What kind of life change is that for them?
Well, when we did that hospital in Gotha, the Methodist bishop said in an interview that hundreds of lives have been saved, thousands will be saved. We also have been working in Honduras, and we did an orphanage there, electrified, put in a generator, and ran electricity to all the buildings, which gave them access to, of course, lighting at night, but also, more importantly, the Internet. And so they have just graduated from high school, their first graduating class,
mm-hmm.
that had access to electricity through high school, and they've got three students that have been enrolled in college. And this is one of the poorest sections anywhere in the world.
Wow. I can only imagine what this must do to the vitality of a local village like this. I mean, you bring them out of the dark ages into maybe not the 21st century, but moving closer. This is just, you know, all for the flip of a switch, right?
Well, it is, and when you think about it, we feed people, we heal people, we educate people, but it's very difficult to improve your standard of living if you don't have electricity.
Well, my thought is with electricity, and this is what my early thought was, is that, you know, boy, close to water, I mean, you know, electricity's got to be a powerful force.
Well, it is, and we have not done any hydro generation. A lot of times that requires a very large investment that would cover an entire area, and those are types of things in a lot of cases that the government.
Steve, we got to go to quick break, so forgive me. We're talking with Texas businessman Steve Vinson. More information, his story, payments and high interest credit cards and your mortgage. But feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I've been saying, hey, I've been saying, hey,
you know, it's always a great day when you're attached to the great one, let me tell you. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Steve Vinson continues with us. Steve was a successful businessman. His first career spanned 34 years in the electric utility industry. In his second career, his efforts have been redirected to provide state-of-the-art electric systems to improve the health and education to the neediest people in the world. There are many business people just like Steve, who are out there, and maybe it's important that we hear Steve's story, because you may wonder, okay, look, I want to serve God, what do I do? And here you are at a time, Steve, when people are retiring, you know, they're out playing golf and spending time with their grandkids and everything, and you say, God, what else? You know, what do I need to do? And God says, oh, we're going to take that 34 years that you enjoyed, and we're going to invest it in the kingdom. Are you in? Huh?
Absolutely. And I've always believed that there's always a little voice in each of us that's just encouraging us to move in a certain direction. I think about our life really as a river, and that we're floating down this river, and we make certain turns in that river as forks come. There are good things and bad things that happen to us because of that. Mm-hmm. But there are also times when we hear this voice that says, why don't you get out of your boat and let's do something unusual, something that you've never done before, something that basically is a quest for you. And so I've always found those type of situations in my life, I'd like to think of it as God directing me mm-hmm. in those quests. And so I've always found that when I do those things, that's when I'm most at peace, when I most tend to understand what the purpose of my life is. Mm-hmm. And so in Power from the Sun, for example, on our trips, we've had nurses, we've had accountants, attorneys. This particular trip that we're going to do in August, we have someone with the Chamber of Commerce that's going. We have professors in here at Texas A&M that are going to go with us. So there are so many different things you can do. And it doesn't have to be going to other countries to do things. It may be in your own neighborhood. But I just really encourage people when they hear that voice, That's their quest. Do something. Step out of your boat like Peter was called to do. And and if you focus on what you're called to do, you don't have a problem. It's when you begin to fret and worry and back up that you tend to sink below the surface of the water.
Steve, kind of amazing to hear your story. I mean, God is really, like the prayer of Jabez, he's really stretched out your tent pegs. I mean, here you are in business, and who would have thought all these years later, here, you know, God's bringing into your orbit people from different parts of the community that probably in the electrical business where you were operating, you would have not necessarily connected with them. But under your new organization that is God-driven, I love it. It's all the power from the Sun team, and it's power from the Sun. That's spelled S-O-N, by the way, not S-U-N, ladies and gentlemen, so you know who he's pointing to here, power from the Sun. It's been incredible how people have gravitated to be a part of Solution, not only for the Ganta Hospital in Liberia, but for other countries that find themselves without power and in need of your services, right?
That's correct. We've been to Liberia 5 different times. We've, of course, did that hospital the first time. We've done seminaries, schools in Liberia. We've done clinics there. We've been to Honduras and done orphanages, clinics, schools. And we're looking at more locations. One of the things we're hoping to do, Texas A&M has the Borlaug Institute. Norm Borlaug was a Nobel Prize winner in agriculture, and he's credited with saving over 2 million lives in India by crop education on how they should grow their crops. Mm-hmm. And so the Borlaug Institute works around the world in helping people help themselves, basically, teaching people how to fish.
Right.
And I can give you an example. One of the things they're doing is in Guatemala, and they work with the coffee growers down there. Normally, these people grow the coffee beans, and they sell them once they're harvested. Mm. And if they were able to roast those beans, they could increase their profit margins tremendously, and then they could begin to support their villages. Well, this is one of the things we're going to do at our current trip, is take some of the Borlaug Institute folks with us to show them our capabilities, and then they're going to see how that plugs in other locations around the world.
Wow. So we'll be smelling coffee up here in North America. Compliments of Borlaug. That's great. I love it. Just kind
certainly
of
hope so.
Just kind of kidding
so.
A little bit. But no, it's amazing. Things like that. And these are things that are coming by way of private enterprise, which has been the history of man from day one, not necessarily from government, because government is restricted and other reasons, political things, otherwise they get in the way. But time and again, when we look at how cultures survive and how they're advanced, it's interesting that it's always, it seems, by the hand of God and through people who are hearing the voice of God and respond faithfully, right?
It is, and Bill, I think you've hit on a very important point, at least in my mind. I don't find anywhere in the Bible that we're instructed that you're supposed to help the widows, help the orphans. You're supposed to take, like the parable of the talents, you're supposed to take the talents I give you and invest those and multiply those. I never see any place in the Bible where it says, or you can give those talents or those money to the government and they will decide what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
He always says you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to help the widows and the orphans.
Right. Well, what he did say, and he told the children of Israel, If you want a worldly king, that worldly king is going to take that. He's going to take the tithe. He's going to take your resources. He's going to take your children. And so, really, that's the bad side of government that takes and takes for what? For the rulership. And you're exactly right. And but people of faith, you know, even from the origins of this great country of ours, have still given to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar and to God that which belongs to God. And look at what we've been able to accomplish, not for our glory, because it's not us, because in and of ourselves, how would we be able to do this? I mean, Steve, how would you have known about Ganta Hospital? How would you have been able to know that the latter part of your life would be more rewarding than the 34 years of all the hard work you put in? And you probably thought, wow, I've really done right for my family, and I've worked hard and provided for them. And now in the latter stages of your life, you're probably, you know, more fulfilled and purposeful than you've ever been.
Well, and you're correct. I always felt like when I went to work for Priester Supply, which was our company that sold to the electric utility companies, that I was so blessed that I was supposed to do something with this blessing. And I really didn't know what that was. And there have been several instances. I'm going to give you one instance in the Ganta Hospital situation where we were transporting a 6,000-pound transformer, and that's what you see, a green box that might supply one of the shopping centers in the area around mm-hmm. your house. It's full of steel and oil and weighs the same thing as a pickup truck. We had come up with all different ways to try to unload that off the container. We couldn't come up with it except the way the Egyptians move things with rollers. Mm. We never would have finished the job. When we got to Liberia, there was a truck that went by the hospital that they were going to get water. It was a UN peacekeeper's truck. Mm-hmm. They went to get water at the lake there at the hospital. And we stopped in it and said, would you have any forklifts? We went through several layers of their command and were finally directed to the lieutenant colonel, who was the commander of that battalion. Mm-hmm. He invited us to his location. They were all Bangladesh, incidentally. Mm-hmm. And we had a meal with him. And during the meal, he asked me questions like, well, why are you doing this? And I explained the hospital situation. He said, well, who paid for this? And I said, well, people in America donated some of this. We paid for some of it. And he said, well, who's paying these men that you have with you? And I said, they're volunteering their time. Well, he stood up, clinked his glass, and said, gentlemen, he was speaking with his officers in the room. Mm-hmm. He said, you will help these people complete their system any way possible as long as it does not interfere with your regular duties. Mm-hmm. We walked outside and they had forklifts, they had shovels. We never would have been able to complete this job had this unexpected gem, this unexpected help be in Liberia really timed perfectly for us.
Don't you love that? His book, When Faith Lights the Way, The Quest to Restore Electricity to a War-Ravaged African Hospital. Great stories just like this from Steve Vincent. Steve, thank you so much. God bless.
Well, thank you.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Business Bureau, make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart